Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
We're learning Bava Kamma Daf Lamed Aleph. The Shakavatari at the very top of Lamed Aleph is continuing to discuss a statement that was made in the Brais on Daf Lamed Gimel, talking about the din of the Nizik that he could collect from the Shara Mazik. The Brais said, what if the Mazik also owed money to somebody else? And those Bali Chayvos, they were Kudmu, they went ahead first and they grabbed the Shar HaNizik, the Shar HaMazik, before the Nizik had a chance to get there. The Brais has said, like Asu V'Lay Klum, that their grabbing doesn't have any power, and the Nizik could come and take that Shar away from them. Now here in Daf Lamed Daled, the Gemara has a Havamina to compare the din of this Braisa to a case that was argued about by the Tanoim and Meseches Ksubis. Remeir Simcha has a Kashan, the Ursa Meach, that the tzushtal the Gemara is making is l'chirin, not a good tzushtal, because it's an important chiluk between the two cases. Let's say over Bekitzer, the Shakavatari of our Gemara, the Machlekes Tanoim and Ksubis, and then get into the discussion about whether the tzushtal is good or is not good. There's a Tana ben Nanos, who says in Ksubis Daf Tzadi, that if you have shnei bali chayvos, two people, they both lent money to the same yid, they both want to collect from the chasam of that yid, so the race is on, and whoever gets there first, masha gava gava. Whatever he collected, he collected. Even if the balchiv that gets there first is the balchiv meuchar, the one who lent the money last, and his shibud came last, and he just was faster, and he went and got there first. Nevertheless, bananas hold masha gava gava. But the chacham argue, and the chacham say no. The balchiv muktam has first rights to the nechasim. And if the Balchayv Mu'uchar came and took the Nechasim ahead of the Balchayv Muktam, Mashagava Leigava, whatever he took, he's not allowed to keep it. The Balchayv Muktam is able to be might see those Nechasim from the Balchayv Mu'uchar. The Rambam in Perek Chafa Pechot Malva Leiva Halacha Aleph, passing like the Chachamim, and the way he phrases it is with the words, Kol Shekadam Chayvai Zacha. Whoever's chayiv came first, he's zeich in the nechasim. It doesn't matter how fast you are in getting to the nechasim. Whoever's chayiv came first, he is zeich in the nechasim. Now, our Gemara had a havamina that just like the Braisa says, that even if someone is faster and gets to the shur before the nizik gets there, but the nizik could, he's lo yasav al klum, the nizik can go and take the shur away from him. So that's like the chachamim, that even if the wrong balchayv, the balchayv ma'ukhar, got there first, mashagava loigava, and the balchayv muktum can come and take it away from him. That was the havamin of our Gemara. Now the Gemara ends up being doicha the tzusha. The Gemara says a special svar why over here it may be different, and Amir Hashem afterwards will talk about that step, the maskana of the Gemara. But the Gemara first had a havamina to compare the two cases. Now, the arsameich is ma'iver. Is the comparison necessarily valid? Well, let's see. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam that we mentioned before brings down that there's an old machlek is going back to the times of the Ga'inim about in which case do the Chachamim say that the order of the collecting has to follow the order of the loans and the Balchayv Mu'ukhar can never get it ahead of the Balchayv Muktam. Do they say that in all cases, or do they say it only in a case where the two Bali Chayvos are equally powerful? What if there are two Bali Chayvos, but one is more powerful than the other? The case that the Magen Mishnah talks about is where one was a Milva B'Shtar and the other was a Milva Alpeh. And he brings down the Das Ktsas HaGa'inim, which is supported by the Ramban. The Ramban in his Chedushim and Ksubas Daf Tzadi brings down there's a Tshuvas HaRif that holds this way, and the Ramban Paskins this way, that which the Chachamim say that the Bal Chayv Muktam has first rights to the Nechasim, that's only if both Bali Chayv were a Milva B'Shtar, or both Bali Chayv were a Milva Alpeh. So neither one is more powerful than the other, then whichever one came first, he has first rights, and he could be, might see it from the other one if the Bal Chayv Mu'ukhar came and took it ahead of him. But let's say one of them was a Milva B'Shtar, and the other one was a Milva Alpeh. The Ramban holds that the Milva B'Shtar comes first, even if he was Mu'uchar. Even if his Milva came last. But since he's the one with the stronger Shibud, he's the one that has the Koyach even to be Maitzi these Nechasim from Lekuchais. The other Balchayv doesn't have the Koyach to be Maitzi from Lekuchais. So therefore, he has a
stronger koyach to take away the nechasim even when they're in the hands of the loive, and so he could take them first even if he's a balchay meuchar. That's the shita of Ramban. The Rashba in a tshuva, simin tuf kuf yud dalid, argues and says no. Even though it's true that under some circumstances a milva b'shtar is more powerful than a milva al peh, when it comes to being tayir from lekuchais, a milva b'shtar has a stronger koyach than a milva al peh. But lagabi this halacha of who comes first, and the Chachamim say that whoever lent the money first, he's the one that could be tayrif from the loiva first, this halacha does not discriminate between a milva al-pan and a milva b'shtar. It doesn't matter that one has a stronger shiba than the other. For this halacha, we just look at which one came first.
Now, Rameir, Simcha is ma'ayver, that the case in our Gemara is l'chir exactly like this case that the Rishonim were arguing about, where one Baal Chayv had a stronger Kayach than the other. Because over here, who are the two Baal Chayvs? One is a Nizik, and one is an ordinary Baal Chayv that lent money. And what are they trying to collect from? They're trying to collect from a Shur, which is Metaltalin. Now, the ordinary din of Baal Chayv is that he cannot take Metaltalin away from Lukuchais. As a matter of fact, the Gemara said back on the Flamed Gimel Amud Beis that even if the loiva had made the shur into an apoytiki, asa shewe apoytiki umachai, still im balchayv goivahimenu, even with an apoytiki, you can't be teir metaltalin from lukuchais because there's no koil. But the Gemara then said that there's an exception for a nizik, because turin nagchana karule, so it's as if there is a koil, or it is a case of a koil. The Gemara said that therefore a nizik is the only Baal Chayv that has the koyach to collect metaltalin even from lekuchais. When he comes to collect the shur hamazik itself, he's allowed to collect it even from lekuchais. So Zechter Meir Simcha, in the contest between these two Baal Chayvos that our Bryce is discussing is just like the contest between the two Baal Chayvos that the Ramban and the Rashba were arguing about. They argued about a case where one was a milva b'shtar and one was a milva al-peh. What's the difference between a milva al-peh and a milva b'shtar? The difference is whether they could be tayir from lekuchais. The case in our Gemara is a contest between a nizik and an ordinary baal chayiv that are both trying to collect from the shur hamazik. The nizik is able to take that shur hamazik even from lekuchais. An ordinary baal chayiv is not able to take that shur from lekuchais. And so this case is like the case that the Rishonim argued about. And if our Gemara could compare this case to the case of the Machlekes between Menanas and the Chachamim, then L'chayritz Araya, that the Machlekes, Menanas and the Chachamim, is not only in the case of two equally powerful Baal Chayvos, but even in the case of the unequal Baal Chayvos, even in the case of the Milv B'shtar and the Milv HaPeh, there's also Machlekes between Menanas and the Chachamim. Like you see from our Gemara. Our Gemara stels to a case of two unequally powerful Baal Chayiv, where one could collect from Lekuchas and one cannot, and stels it to the Machlekes Menanas and the Chachamim. So it's a raya to the Rashba that even when one is a Milv B'shtar and one is a Milv HaPeh, we still have the Machlekes Menanas and the Chachamim, and we still have the sheet of the Chachamim that the Baal Chayiv Meuchar came first. Masha Gava Loi Gava, and like the Rambam says, Kol Shekadam Chayiv Vay Zacha. And by the way, the Magen Mishnah says that Lashon of the Rambam, Kol Shekadam Chayiv Vay Zacha, that Lashon of the Rambam is mashma that he holds like the Rashba, that it's in all cases, the Baal Chayiv Mukdam has Kedima over the Baal Chayiv Meuchar, even if he's a Milva Al-Peh and the other one is a Milva B'shtar, because the Rambam uses the Lashon of Kol. And so again, the Dig from our Gemara would support this Shita, which is now the Rambam Shita also, the Rashba Shita. And it's not like the Ramban Shita. The Ramban holds that whenever one Baal Chayv is stronger than the other, then the whole Machlekes Benanas and Chacham doesn't apply. Then everyone agrees that the stronger one has Kedima. But from our Gemara L'Chayr, you see that even when one is stronger, it's just like the regular case of Shnei Baal Chayv is that Benanas and Chacham argued about. Sir Meir Simcha tries to find an Eitzah to be Miyashiv Ar Sugi L'Fi the Ramban. And the way he does it is to come up with a case where the other Baal Chayv in our sugya, the one that the Nizik is competing against, has somehow a stronger koyach than an ordinary Baal Chayv and is able to collect this shur even from lekuchais. Aye, the shur is metaltalin, and we know that ordinarily the din is that a Baal Chayv can't collect metaltalin from lekuchais.
So Rabbi Simcha mentions two possibilities, two possible ways of enhancing the koyach of a bal chayiv. The first thing that he mentions is asa sharia poitiki. Let's say we're talking about a case where the shur was made into an apoitiki for that bal chayiv. Now you'll say, what do you mean? But we just said on the previous Gemara that making an apoitiki has no effect. Asa sharia poitiki, he still can't go and be goyve from l'luchuchais. So Rabbi Simcha, yeah, but there's a machalikis rishenim and daf kuf test. Take a look, there's a tosfos at the top of the Kuf Tesam and Aleph, that says that really when you make a shor or any other metaphalin into an apoitiki for your Baal Chayiv, it really does have an effect. It gives him a shibud. The Gemara said it can't be maitzi from Lekuchais. That's a special tekanta from Lekuchais. From Lekuchais, it can't be maitzi. But what about from a makabel matana? Tosfos says that if you make an apoitiki, then he could be maitzi from a makabel matana. This chiddush of Tosfos, making an apoitiki then, would make the other bal chayiv of our sugya better than the case that the Ramban talked about, where one of the two bal chayivs is a milval peh. A milval peh has no koyach whatsoever to be moitzi from a third party. He can only collect from the person that he lent money to. But once the property leaves the possession of the person that he lent money to, whether it's through a sale or through a matana, the bal chayiv can't be tayir of anything. But the bal chayiv of our sugya, who's coming to be tayir for shur, if the shur was made into an apoitiki, hagam that he can't be tayir from lekuchis mamish, but if he can be tayir from makav matana, so it's already better than the case of the Ramban. So maybe over here the Ramban would be moida that it's considered like two bal chayivs of equal power, and therefore we could bring a raya to the chacham and the mashagava legava. But Meir Simcha says that would the chayr be a nice eitzah, but the only problem is that this chiddush of Tosfos and Nafkuf Tes is really shari b'machlekes. Because if you take a look at the Gilyan HaShas of Rabbi Kiva Eger, there on Nafkuf Tes, Rabbi Kiva Eger is mitzayin to a tshuva of the Rashba, where the Rashba argues on Tosfos. And says, no, if you make an apoitiki on metalpolin, it has no effect whatsoever, not even to be tayyar from a makabel matana. So to feed this shita, then we need to find a different eitzah. Meir Simcha mentions another possibility which he seems to be not as happy with because he feels it would be a bigger doichik to stick it into the words of the Gemara. But he says there is a chiddush of the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Mem Dalet that there is a way to make metatl and meshubit. Even though ordinarily when a person lends money, a shibud is chal on the karka and not on the metatlin. But let's say the loiva is maknehim a shibud on the metatlin agav his karka. The shibud could be chal on the metalfalim with the kinyan agav. Dr. Meir Simcha, so if you'll say that our Gemara is talking about a case where the loiva was makna such a shibud to the other bal chayiv, then it turns out that that bal chayiv has an equal power to the nizik. They're both able to be tayyif, the shara mazik from lukuchais, and then it's nicha that the Gemara is able to shtel tzu this case to the machalik, the chacham, and the menanas, even if the Ramban, that the chachamim only said their halacha when the two bal chayivs have an equal power. Rameir Simcha, though, is not so happy to say this, but you should take a look and you'll notice that in the Shittim Mekubet says there already ma'irer such a possibility in our Gemara. The Shittim Mekubet says mentions this tzad, that our Gemara is talking about a case where the other Balei Chayivos had a shibud that they were kind of through a Kinyan Agav. So to review in a nutshell, we have in our Gemara Tzushtel from the case of the Bal Chayiv versus a Nizik versus an ordinary Bal Chayiv, a tzushtel to the case of the Shnei Bali Chayivis in Ksubas Daf Tzadi. The Machalikis Rishenim on the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Tzadi, whether the Zchus of the Bal Chayiv Muktam holds even when his Koyach is a weaker Koyach because his was only a Milva Al Peh, and our Gemara L'Chayre supports the Shita of the Rashba and the Rambam that the Chachamim said that the Bal Chayiv Muktam has a stronger Koyach even when he only had a Milva Al Peh. But to be miyashiv, the Gemara Lefi the Ramban, Rameir Simcha mentions two possible ways in which perhaps the other Bal Chayiv might also have a strong koyach over here to be tayrif the Shara Mazik from Lekuchais, either because he had an apaitiki, which would help a kapanum klape a makabam matana, or because he was kind of a shibud agav karka. Ad kan Rameir Simcha's eitzas to be miyashiv Lefi the Ramban. We're going to see there may possibly be another eitzah to be miyashiv the Sukh Lefi the Ramban. We'll see that in Mishashem in the next shikul when we take a look at the next part of the Shakla Vitaria. Let's go on now to the next line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the case of the Nizik and the other Balei Chayivos
is different than a regular case of two bali chayvais. Over here, the nizik is for sure is lekuli alma able to be to take away the shor that the other bali chayvais had taken. De amar le, because the nizik could say to the bali chayv that took it, iluga boch hava. If the shor had been by you all along, leminach hava gavile, wouldn't I now be able to take it away from you? And Tosfos writes on this tema. The words of the Gemara L'chor don't make any sense. That's a reason why I should be able to take it away from the Baal Chayv, because I could say if it had been your shor all along, I would be able to take it. Well, of course, if it had been your shor all along, then you'd be the mazik. If it had been your shor, that means that your shor was mazik me, so I would take it away from you. You'd be the guy that's chayv. But here, that it belonged to someone else. It was Reuven's shor. Reuven owes me money. Now, you're just the Baal Chayv of Reuven. The Baal Chayv went and took the shor away from Reuven because he once upon a time lent money to Reuven and now he's collecting his debt. So what do I have to do with the Baal Chayv? What kind of an argument is it that had it been by you, I would take it. Had it been by you, then you'd be the mazik. But now you're not the mazik. So Tosfos is bothered. What's pshat in the Gemara? Tosfos says that the lashon of the Gemara can't be understood so well. Kepshuto, but Tosfos makes a klaimar that the Gemara means to be alluding to something. And the words of Tosfos are, Ein guf hashor meshubed lebal choyv kemoishu meshubed lenizik shemeshalim megufay. That there are different levels of shibudim here. There's a stronger shibud and a weaker shibud. True, the shor was meshubed to both parties, to the bal choyv and also to the nizik, but it wasn't as meshubed to the bal choyv as it was to the nizik. It was more meshubed to the nizik. Why? Because he has a din of megufay. And the words of Tosfos are very sasam. Here's a shibud and here's a shibud. What do you mean this is a bigger shibud and this is a smaller shibud? How does the din of Megufoy make it a stronger shibud than the other shibud? There's a yesod from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says it's in a few places in Bava Kamma. One of the places where it appears is in the Chedushei HaGrach over here on this Gemara, on this Tosfos. Rab Chaim has a yesod about the din of Tashluma Megufoy that it's different be yesodi from all other shibudim. All of the shibudim are described in the Gemara of Abbas Daf Kufay and Dala that nichsi de inush inun arvin bay, that a person's nechasim are responsible for his debts. So Zokt Reb Chaim, what that means is that every time that nechasim are meshubed, really the din starts with the gavra. A person owes money. That which I could take as nechasim is a secondary din because they're his. The nechasim, because they're shaykh to this gavra, therefore I'm able to collect from them. But the din of taking a shor hamazik, that's a shibud that's chal directly on the chefza. It's not because it's the bailim shor that I could take it. It's because it's the shor that was mazik me that I could take it. And so the shibud that the nizik has on this shor is a stronger and more direct and closer shibud than everyone else's shibud. You could call it that here for the nizik it's a first degree shibud and for everyone else it's a second degree shibud. For the Baal Chayv, it's a second degree shibud. He doesn't really have a shibud on the shor. He has a shibud on the person that he lent money to. God, that this shor belongs to him, so he could take the shor because it belongs to that gavra. But his shibud is not directly on the chefza of the shor. Only the nizik has a shibud that's directly on the chefza of the shor. Reb Chaim says there's a makor for this idea in the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about a case where a shor shel hefker is mazik my shor. And the Gemara says that we learn from a Gzeres HaKosov that there's no din of Tashlumin in such a case. And the Gemara has to explain, what does that mean, a din of Tashlumin? If the Nizik wants to take the shor, he could take it just like anybody else could take it if it's a shor shel hefker. But the Gemara says the nafkamina is, let's say someone else came and took it. And then the Nizik wants to say, no, give it to me, I get it first, because it was mazik my shor. Had there been a din of Tashlumin by a shor shel hefker, the Nizik would be able to take it away, and he would be able to tell the other person that picked it up and say, no, it's mine, I get it first. We learn from a Gezeres HaKosov that he can't do that. Dr. Chaim, but that means that without the Gezeres HaKosov, he would be able to take the shor, he would get a zchus, there would be a chiv tashlumin on the shor shel hefker. Now, there's no bailim. If the chiv tashlumin has to be chal on a gavra, there's no gavra here, it's a shor shel hefker. So from there I see, Dr. Chaim, that really the shibud is chal directly on the guf hashor. And even though over there it's only a havim in the lemaisa, there's a katzva that tells me that there is no chiv tashlumin in such a case. If someone else takes the shor shel hefker before the nizik gets it, he doesn't have to give it to the nizik. But Dr. Chaim,
But that's just, there's a kosov that patters me in such a case. It adds a tanai that there has to be a bailam, otherwise there's no chiyuv. But it doesn't change the lamdus of the shibud, that the shibud is chal on the goof of the shur, like you see in the havamin of that gemara nafi gimel. Rab Chaim wants to say that may be pshat in our teisves. And the emes is, if you take a look in the teisves of Rabbeinu Peretz, teisves of Rabbeinu Peretz says over the vart of teisves with a little haisofas diburim, and the words that Rabbeinu Peretz add, l'chayr is same mamish nisisayit of Rab Chaim. Rabbeinu Peretz says that for the other balei chayvos, the shibud of the shor is bom machmas habaylim. Vashein came for the nizik, the shibud is not bom machmas habaylim, but rather what is it? It's machmas guf hashor. Mamash Reb Chaim's chakira. A contrast between a shibud that's machmas guf hashor versus a shibud that's machmas habaylim, or like Reb Chaim called it, a shibud that starts with the gavra and then gets nimshach on his chafetzim versus a shibud that's chal directly on the chafetza. Now Reb Chaim says at first to be mazbir teisvis, even though teisvis says he has trouble with the Lashon of the Gemara, and he says this is a Kalaymar, but the Lashon of the Gemara somehow means to be alluding to this. Rab Chaim says, I could be moisif one prat that could show you that this is mamish the words of the Gemara. And the reason why Rab Chaim wants to do that is because in the Rambam brings down the halacha that it said in the Braisa on Lama Gimel Mebez, the Braisa that if the Bali Chivis came in Kodbu and they took the Shar, and the Nizik could go and take it away from them, the Rambam is mazbir that halacha, mamish with the words that appear in our Gemara. Now, if Tosis is right, the words of our Gemara really are unclear, and you have to make a kolaymar, so what's the Rambam bringing down the words of our Gemara for? Zokt b'chayim. There's another Gemara in Bava Kama, besides for the Gemara Nafi Gimel, which is used as a makar for this lamdus, and the words of our Gemara mean to be speaking out that halacha. What's the halacha that we're referring to? The halacha that if the shur is mazik while it was biyat hashemer, beveis hashemer, Reuven owns a shur and he gave it to Shimon to watch. It escaped from Shimon's shmira and it went and was mazik my shur. So even then there's a din that I collect migufay. El chayra, the bailim, Reuven, they're not the responsible party, they're not the pesheya. Shimon, the shemer, was pesheya. And yet when I collect from the guf hashur, I'm taking the shur that belongs to Reuven. So al-Khair, I'm collecting from the wrong person. And not only that, not only in a case of a shamer, even imagine that a case of a ganav, Reuven owns a shur, a ganav took it away from him. Over here, we'll call the ganav Shimon. Over here, Reuven for sure has no shaykhis to what happens in the base haganav, but the shur escapes from the base haganav and is mazik my shur, I collect from the guf hashur. Which means that Reuven's getting punished even though it was not his crime. I'm taking his nechasim, even though he has no achrayis or responsibility or guilt or anything over here, and yet I'm taking his shur. Zakir B'chaim, the pshat is, because when I take his shur, it's not because really he's chayv and I'm taking his shur, it's nechsi de inish inun arvim bay. I'm taking the shur because the shur is meshubid. The shibud is chal on the guf hasha. So that din of base hashemer is a makur for this lumdus that the shibud of a nizik, who's tayir from the guf hashar, the shibud is actually on the heftza of the shar. Zakr b'chayim, the words of our Gemara mean to be speaking out this din of the shar hamazik that's in the base hashemer. When the nizik says in our Gemara is talking about the amar lay, it's saying a conversation between the nizik and the bali chayvois who were kudmu and took the shur away from the mazik. And what does the nizik say to him? Ilu gaboch hava lo minach hava gavi. So Dr. B'chaim, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that if it was your shur all along and the other guy, the mazik, wasn't involved. It means, let's say the story happened exactly the way it really did. That, and let's say, we'll say the mazik in the story is Reuven and the balchoiv is Shimon. And here, the Bachoyv went and was tayyif the shur from the owner, from Reuven, and now the Nizik wants to take it away from the Bachoyv, who we're calling Shimon, and he says to him, Ilu gabach hava loy minach hava gavi. If it had been yours all along, Dr. B'chaim, it means if it had been yours all along, but it came and attacked me from the house of Reuven, like it really did. Reuven was Peshay in the Shmira, and now I'm coming to collect Reuven's shur, but I say to Shimon, that even if it was your shur, and it was escaping from the house of Reuben and coming and attacking me, I would collect it. Even though that would be your loss, even though it's not your fault. Well, how would you explain that? That's because that my chus to be teir is not because I'm being teir from the person whose fault it is. That demonstrates that my chus to be teir is in the guf hashar. And so the lashon of the Gemara is speaking out this svara of Teisu Beinu Peretz, of Reb Chaim, that the chus of the nizik is a more direct, a first degree type of a shibud, while the chus of the other balei chayvos is a second degree type of a shibud. Akapanim, this is Tosis's pshat in the words of the Gemara. We have Zachakil, though, three pshatim that the Rishena mentioned in the words of the Gemara. The Rashba on Daf Lamed Vav is medayik from Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav at the beginning of the next perek discusses a little bit our Gemara. And the Rashba medayik from Rashi over there, that when the Gemara says that the Nizik could say Ilu Gabacha B'Koyach, it doesn't mean to say that the Nizik has a stronger Koyach and therefore he wins, but it means actually Pungfakert. The Nizik prevails because he has a weaker Koyach. What's pshat? Because his Koyach is more limited. He can't collect from anything other than this shur. So he gets to take the shur because he could tell to the Baal Choyv, you go collect from something else. You don't have a din of Megufay. Your zchus is not limited to only collecting from the Gufa Shar. You could collect from anything that the other guy that the guy owns. The guy that I call the Mazik that you lent money to, you could collect from anything that he owns. So let me have the Shar and you go collect other stuff. That's how the Rashba says B'Shem Rashi. It's Pshat and Agamar. The Rashba writes that he's not so happy with this Pshat. Ayin Sham, he ends up preferring a third Pshat. The Rashba then brings down B'Shem the Ravid, that the Pshat in our Gemara, and again, how he fits it into the words of the Gemara is difficult to see. The Rashi himself is ma'ir that it doesn't fit so well, but he tries to stick it into the words, ayin sham. But the Rashi quotes B'Shem the Ravid, that our Gemara, when it says, Ilu Gavacha V'Koye, means to be making a chiluk as follows, that the Nizik could tell the other Baal Chayiv, I have a stronger koyach than you in this shar, because let's say the person that we collected from, the Mazik, had sold the shirt to somebody else. You would be lost then. You would be allowed to collect from the Lekuchais, like we said on Daf Lam and Gimel. An ordinary Baal Chayiv can't collect metal from Lekuchais. But for me, I, like the Gemara said back on Daf Lam and Gimel, Tur Nakhana, it's as if there's a coil, and so the Nizik is able to collect from Lekuchais. And therefore, Zek the Rashba, for me, the Nizik could say, this shirt is like a shtik karka. Just like every Baal Chayiv could be teir of karka from Lekuchais, but can't be teir of metalkon from Lekuchais. So for me, the shur is like karka. But for you, the shur is just like metalkon. And so my zchus in the shur is stronger than your zchus, and therefore I get to take it away from you. The Rashba says, B'Shem the Ravid, that that's what the Gemara means in the Maskana, when the Gemara is rejecting the Tzushtel to the Machlekes Hanayim and Ketubah. And you may notice that this svara that the Rashba says B'Shem the Ravid is exactly the same as the ha'ara that the Ursameach had on the beginning of the Gemara. The Ursameach had said, how could the Gemara shtel tzu our case to the case of the Gemachalik Sanayim and Ksubis? Over here, these two Baalei Chayiv are not equal. The Nizik, he could collect even from the Lekuchais. For him, it's like Karka. For him, it's like a Mavul Bishtar. The other Baalei Chayiv, they can't collect from the Lekuchais. For them, it's like Metaltalim. For them, it's like a Milval Peh. And according to the Ramban, that when it's a Milval Bishtar versus a Milval Peh, you don't have the Machlaikas Tanayim and Ksubis. How could the Gemara over here shtel tzu our case to the Machlaikas and Ksubis? So the Arsameach held that this was a kasha on the Ramban. And like we said before, he tries to find ways to change the case to make it fit better. But according to the Pshat that the Rashba says, B'Shem the Ravid, yeah, Taka, our case is different than the Gemara Ksubis, but that's goof for what the Gemara is. That's goof for the Maskanas of Gemara. The Gemara itself, when it slugs up the Tzushtal, it says this Svara, which means that Lafi this Pshat, our Gemara, not only is it not a stira to the Ramban's Pshat, but for Keret, it's a Makar for the Ramban's Pshat. When the Gemara says, don't compare our case to the case of the Gemara and Ksubis, to the Tanayim and Ksubis, because in our case, the Nizik has a stronger koyach. He could be teir even from Lekuchais. For him, this shur is like karka. For him, this shur is like a milva bishtar versus a milva pet. So that's a makar. that when one is mobile b'shtar and one is mobile pet, one can be tayer from mekuchas and the other one can't, then the chachamim over there don't say mashu gava like gava. Then we don't have the same achleikas between mananas and the chachamim. According to this pshat that the Rashba says of Shem the Ravid, our Gemara is very meyushevel fi the Ramban. So it answers the kasha that we asked before, that the Arsameach said before, that the Gemara is l'chayr astir to the Ramban. I just want to end with the Ha'ara, that what's l'chayr and not so meyushev is why the Rashba personally was satisfied with this pshat. The Rashba brings down that this is the right pshat, and he says this is the best pshat in the Gemara. But l'fi the Rashba l'shitasai, that l'maitza the Chachamim hold that a Baal Chayv Muktum could be tayir from a Baal Chayv Ma'uchar, even if his is only a Mubal Pen, the other one is a Mubal Bashtar. Even if he can't collect from Lukuchet and the other one could, so then what does it help if the Gemara says, oh, the Nizik could tell the other Baal Chayv is, I could collect from Lukuchet and you can't. The Rashba holds that that Chilik shouldn't make a Chilik. So this is the Chayr Ha'ara. Ayin Shom in the Ur Sameach, that although he does it in a little bit of a different context, he says a Svara to Mechalik that would help to overcome this problem. But in Kan Makam Lahara. Al Kapadim, we have Bekitzer three Mahalchim and Rishainim in what the Gemara means when it says that the Nizik could tell the Al Chabi Lugabach have a Law Mirach have a Gavile. According to Taisvis, means Lacher the Yisayr of Reb Chaim, that the Nizik's Shibud is a stronger Shibud. It's a Shibud in the Hefts as opposed to an ordinary Shibud, which is only a Shibud that goes through the Gavra. According to Rashi, the Nizik means to say that I have first rights on the Shur because I don't have the right to anything else. Mashen, can you could collect from other things? And according to the Rashi, B'Shem the Ravid, the Nizik means to be saying that since I'm the only one that could collect this Shur even from Lekuchais, so for me it's like Karka, that makes my Shibud stronger. Let's take a look now at the Gemara after the two dots. This next Gemara is an essential part of the Sugya that we began last time about Rabbi Akiva Shita of Yuchat HaShar, and the Acharenu Mama'ir, that there appears to be a Mefurish Astira from the Gemara over here on the Shita Saramim that we learned last time. It says over here that in a case of Shibach HaMazik, where the goof of the Shar HaMazik goes up in value between the Shas HaNezik and the Shas HaMad B'Din, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds Yuchat HaShar, that Shvach would belong to the Nizek. Now, L'chaira, that means that the Shur belongs to the Nizek at that time. The Shur was Zeicha, the Nizek was Zeicha in Chatzin Nezek, at the time of the Nezek. So let's say the Chatzin Nezek was 100 Zuz. So he was Zeicha in 100 Zuz. And then if the Shur doubles in value, so his share just went up to 200 Zuz. That all makes sense if we assume that the Chatzin Nezek belonged to him already from the time of the Nezek. So L'chayr, this Gemara is a Raya, that which Rabbi Akiva says Yuchat HaShar means Yuchat HaShar Mishas HaNezek, not just Mishas HaMad B'Din. But back on Daf Lamed Gimel, we learned that there appears to be Machlekes Rishayim about that. Taisa Daf Lamed Gimel had said that which we learned in a Brisa on the top of Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that if Machre Mazik, it's Machre L'Ridya, that if the Mazik sells the Shur between the Nezek and the HaMad B'Din, the sale is valid, at least temporarily. L'inyan L'Ridya, the sale is Chal. Taisvah said that that's only true according to Rabbi Yishmael, but according to Rabbi Akiva, that Yuchlat HaShar, so if the Mazik sells it, that doesn't have any validity because it's not the Mazik's Shur, it's the Nizik's Shur. Because Taisvah holds that Yuchlat HaShar means Mishas the Nezek. But the Rambam brought down that halacha of Machre Mazik, Machre L'Ridya. So we mentioned last time that the Gra and the Hagoyis HaGra on the side, he's mitzayin to this Taisvah, that the Rambam argues and the Rambam holds that it's true even according to Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva will hold Yuchlat HaShar, but it's still true that if the Mazik sells it between the Nezek and the Hamad B'Din, that sale is a good sale, it will be Machor L'Ridya. What's Pshat if it's Yuchlat HaShar, the Shar belongs to the Nizik already, so why should the Mazik's Mechir Bichal? So the Kseis in Simon Tav Zayin Sif Katan Aleph writes that the Rambam holds that Yuchlat HaShar doesn't mean that it's Yuchlat Loi Mishas HaNezek. Yuchlat HaShar means it's Yuchlat Loi Mishas Hamad B'Din. And the Ksei speaks out that when the Gemara goes on to say, Hekdisha Nizik Ikminaihu, that according to Rabbi Akiva, if the Nizik is Makdashit, it's Kadosh. That doesn't mean if he's Makdashit from the time of the Nezik. It means only if he's Makdashit from the time of the Hamad B'Din. Because the Yuchlat HaShar of Rabbi Akiva is only Mishas Hamad B'Din. So the Ksei said that there's a Machlekes, Taisvis, and the Rambam, where the Yuchlat HaShar is Mishas HaNezik or Mishas Hamad B'Din. According to the Rambam, it's only Mishas Hamad B'Din. Now the Ksais stops over there. He doesn't shtal su to our Gemara. But the Ksais had an older brother who wrote the Sefer Tshumas HaKri. Frek the Tshumas HaKri. He agrees with what his brother, the Ksais HaKreshin, said, that the Rambam appears to hold that Yuchalat Asher is only Mishas HaMad Abedin. But he says, Oibazoi, how do you explain the Gemara and Daf Lam and Dalid, our Gemara over here, where it says Shibach HaMazik? So the Shvach goes to the Nizik. Why should it go to the Nizik? It wasn't his Shar yet. It was the Mazik Shar that was going up in value, not the Nizik Shar. It only becomes the Nizik Shar after the Mad Abedin. So why should the Shvach that happens before the Mad Abedin go to the Nizik? So L'chair is a very strong Kash. The Tshumas HaKri suggests a Teretz. Tshumas HaKri says that maybe even Avada, the Zuchus of the Nizik only starts Mishas HaMad Abedin. But what does he get at that time? He gets a fraction of the shar. Which fraction of the shar? The fraction that was equal to Chatzi Nezek at the time of the Nezek. At the time of the Nezek, let's say the shar was worth 100 zuz. And let's say, I'm sorry, let's give a case where the shar Mazik and the shar Nezek were both 200 zuz. And he killed the Shar Mazik killed the Shar Nizik, and now the Shar Nizik is worth nothing. So the Hezek was 200 zuz. The Shar Mazik was worth 200 zuz. So the Chatzi Nezek, which is 100 zuz, is 50% of the Shar. So now, Avada, the Nizik isn't Zeichen anything yet. But it's determined right now that Chatzi Nezek is 50% of the Shar. So if by the time of the Hamad Bedin, when it's time for the Nizik to be Zeicha, now the Shur is no longer worth 200 Zuz, it's worth 300 Zuz, but Chatzin Nezik, remember, was Nikba as 50%. So now it'll be 50% of 300 Zuz rather than 50% of 200 Zuz. So nothing goes Lamafreya, nothing goes Mishas and Nezik, it belonged to the Mazik at that time. If the Nizik is Makdash, it won't be Chal. If the Mazik sells it, it will be Chal. But the shear, the percentage of the shear that the Nizik gets, Mishas HaMad Abedin, is that percentage which was equal to Chatzi Nezik, Mishas HaNezik. It's a little bit of a strange computation, but the Tshumas HaDeshen says that's the way the computations work out, Lefi L'Shitas HaRambam. The Ur Sameach, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Nizik Kimam and Halacha Yud Beis, says that he thought of a different pshat. He thought that to be mazbutik, to be mataris this Gemara for the Rambam, he wanted to learn a whole different pshat in the Gemara that was not like any of the Rishonim. That when the Gemara says shibach mazik, naisin lo, according to Rabbi Akiva, kishas hamad bedin, that in other words, that the nizik is zeich in the shvach, it doesn't mean in the case that I was just describing, where you have a shur, let's say that was worth 200, and the Chatzi Nezek was 100, and then it goes up in value, and then the Nizik ends up taking 150, which is more than the Chatzi Nezek. That's not the case. The case was when the shur HaMazik was a very cheap shur. Let's say it was worth $50. The Nezek was $200. The Chatzi Nezek, therefore, is $100. So really, the Nizik should be zeichen $100, but he can only collect megufay, and the shor is only worth $50. So at this point, we'd say that the nizik is going to lose out. Really, he's entitled to 100, but he can only get 50. Then, if shibach hamazik, if the guf of the shor hamazik goes up in value between the shas hanezik and the shas hamad bedin, so that by the time of the shas hamad bedin, it's worth more than 50. It's worth the full 100 of the Chatzi Nezek, or it's worth closer to 100 of the Chatzi Nezek. Any shvach that it has up to the shear of Chatzi Nezek, that'll all go to the Nezek. Rav Meir Simcha says that if you take a look in the Lashon of the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this down, brings in this halacha of the Nezek being zeich in the shvach, he says, Mishtalim Chatzi Nezek Mimenu Kuloi Kishas HaMad Abedin. When he says that he's zeich in the shvach, he says he's Mishtalim the Chatzi Nezek from that shvach. It's meduyik like this pshat, that it doesn't mean that he'll get more than the Chatzi Nezek because his shor went up in value. It just means that any increase in the value of the shor counts towards the migufoy so that the nizik could collect his Chatzi Nezek from there. Then Rav Meir Simcha writes that after he thought of this pshat, he said it's not like Rashi, it's not like Tosfos, it's not like all the Rishonim, but he thought of a pshat, maybe he could work for the Rambam. Then he says, V'chadoi nafshoi,
My soul rejoiced because I discovered that Rabbeinu Chananel is masbir the Gemara this way. Rabbeinu Chananel says beferish that this is how he learned Pshat in the Gemara. And the Rambam's Maseirah is a direct Maseirah from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam was primarily a Talmud of his father, Rabbeinu Maimon. Rabbeinu Maimon was primarily a Talmud of the Rimagash, and the Rimagash was primarily a Talmud of the Rif, and the Rif was primarily a Talmud of Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam's Maseirah is directly from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Pshat in the Gemara that Rameir Simcha thought of as an original Pshat to be Masbir Rambam, he then discovered is the Pshat of Rabbeinu Chananel. V'chadoi nafshoi. Rameir Simcha adds a verb. He says, if you take a look in the Tosfos of Ramatzal HaKabamayitzkinin, Kishapit, my Tosfos, you see, is bothered by a problem with the Gemara. The Gemara, after it says that any shvach in the mazik belongs to the nizik, the Gemara then makes a chiluk and says that's only if the shvach happened memela, but if it was pitmai mazik, if the mazik himself invested money and effort into being mefatim his shar, that doesn't go to the nizik, that stays by the mazik. And Tesis is bothered that it doesn't stum in the halachas of yorid l'sech stech haveirai. If we're saying that the shar really belongs to the nizik, then even if the mazik invested money in it, so good, up to the amount of money that he invested, he should get to keep, but any shvach that's yeser al yitzia should really go to the nizik. Why did the Gemara say that if it was pit my mazik, then the shvach goes to the mazik? So Tesis has to be matchik very much with this kasha. Tesis says that enachanami, the Gemara is only talking about if it's ain't shvach yeser al yitzia. Zakir meir simcha. But according to the Rambam, it's very nicha. According to the Rambam, this shvach is not taking place in the nizik's shur. It's taking place in the mazik's shur. Therefore, really, the mazik should keep any shvach that he has. The only thing is that if a change happens in the guf hashur, so that gives the nizik the right to collect more, a greater migufai. That din is only if the shvach happens me'elav, not if it happens if it's pitmai. But it's not damage in the case of yoreh l'sech stei chaveira. Because it's not the nizik's shur that's being nispatim over here. It's the mazik's shur, and therefore, if it was pitmai v'yadayim, that doesn't have any shaykhus to the nizik. The mazik keeps it even le'inyan that the nizik can't collect from there as chatzi nizik. Let's go back to now. The Mishnah brings down a machlekes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about how we read the psukim of chatzi nizik. The Gemara following the Mishnah has a long shak of Vitari trying to figure out my binai, what will be the nafkamina between Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda? And finally, on Amud Beis, the Gemara concludes, Ella Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shvach Nevela Ikiminayhu. The nafkamina will be if the Nevela, means the Shurhan Nizik that got killed, then goes up in value after the Nezek, what happens to that Shvach? Rabbi Meir holds that Shvach has nothing to do with the Mazik, that's the Nizik's benefit. But whatever the mazik did, he's already chayev for, and his chiv is not going to be reduced because the nizik's nevela then goes up in value. But Rabbi Yehuda learns from Sukkim that the shvach nevela belongs to the mazik palga, that the mazik gets to take a 50% share in the shvach nevela, and so it reduces the amount that he's going to be chayev. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so the halacha is taka that if the nevela goes up in value, that reduces the chiyuv of the mazik. The Rambam brings down this halacha in Parag Zayin of Hilchas Nizkei Mamon at the end of halacha Ches and explains it in Tes and Yud. And there are two very big surprises in the way that the Rambam brings down this halacha. Let's read a bit, beginning at the end of halacha Ches, where the Rambam writes, Shvach hanevela chilkin oisei hanizik v'hamazik. Then the Rambam gives a case. Ketzad. He says, imagine that the shur was worth 200 zuz. The shur got killed, and then the nevela was worth 100 zuz. And then, the Rambam in Halacha Yud says, then after the Misa, hishbicha hanevela, v'harei hishoveh b'shas hamad b'din mei v'esrim. Then, somehow, the value goes up, and by the time of the hamad b'din, rather than being worth 100, it's worth 120. Zok the Rambam. If it was a shur muad who's chayav nezek shalem, then his chiv is now going to be 90. How does he get to 90? Originally, the hezek was 100 zuz, so he would have been worth 100. He would have been chayav 100. Then there was a shvach of 20. That 20 gets split 50-50 between the nizik and the mazik. So the mazik is zeich in 10 zuz. So it reduces his achrayas by 10. So it goes down from 100 to 90. That's the first case that the Rambam gives. Zuck the Drisha.
But wait, there's a tremendous chiddush in this Rambam. The Rambam is applying the halacha that shvach nevela demazik havi palga to a case of a shermuah who pays in zikshalim. Our Mishnah was talking about the psukim of umachwas ashar achai v'chotzwas kaspoi v'gamas hameisi yechetzud. These are the psukim that are written by a shar tam that's chayav chatzi nezek. And this whole shak levitaria that followed was going on the machlekes, and our mission was going on these psukim. The parshtus of our sugya would be lechayra that we're talking about a short time. I never would have thought that the halacha of shvach nevela being divided 50% to the mazik applies also by a short muad, but the Rambam says it does. The Rambam brings down this halacha, he says ketzad, and then he proceeds to give two cases. The Rambam first explains this halacha by the case of the short muad. So we see that the Rambam learned that the din is true even by a shor muad. Why did the Rambam learn that way? Zuck the drisha. Because if you take a look at the hemshuch of the Gemara eventually, a little further in the Shakar Vitaria, brings in the pasuk of Shalim Yishalim. That pasuk, Zuck the drisha, is written in the parasha of shor muad. And so from there, the Rambam learned that the whole Shakar Vitaria was not really differentiating between a shor tam and a shor muad. And these halachas, the halacha of shvach nevela palga, is also true by a shor muad. That's the first chiddush in the Rambam. And if we continue reading, the Rambam then says, "V'im hayatam," and if it was a shor tam, and again the case was that the original hezek was 100 zuz, from 200 down to 100, that's 100 zuz, and then it appreciated by 20 zuz. Now it's worth 120. "Im hayatam mishalim chamisha v'arbayim migufay." Then the teshlum is going to be 45. The marshal in the Yamshal Shlomi here in Pekah Meniach, Simen Yutche, Simen Lamed, the marshal is in Simen Lamed. The marshal is bothered. What kind of a number is 45? Where did this come from? Originally, he was going to pay 50. Then there was a halacha of Shvach Nevela that gets divided, 50% to the mazik. So that should reduce his chiyuv to 40. Why is he still paying 45? Zuck the Marshal, that what I see from here is that when we divide the Shvach Nevela, it doesn't mean that we divide it in Lagabi the Tashlumen and we give half of it to the Mazik and half of it to the Nizik, so you can the Mazik can actually take half of that and take it off of his chiyuv Tashlumen. We divide it legabe the hezek. The hezek was originally $100 hezek. Then when the nevel goes back up by $20, we say that reduces the shear of the hezek by $10. So now it's a $90 hezek. If it's a $90 hezek, so then it's like the Rambam, the chasin hezek is going to be 45. So the Rambam says that the shear of time is going to pay now 45. Really, it would have been shy to look at it a different way that would bring us to a different number. Again, the chakira is, do we say that when we divide the shvach nevela and the mazik is zeich in half, does it mean that it comes out of his tashlumin? Or does it mean that it comes out of the maisa hezek, the shear of the hezek, and avad l'gavi yashar muad, it wouldn't make any difference which way you phrase it. But legabe the shor tam, it makes this difference. And from the fact that the Rambam says that he pays 45 rather than saying that he pays 40, that means that he learned that when the Gemara says shvach nevela demazik havi palga, it means legabe reassessing the shear of the hezek, not legabe reassessing the shear of the tashlumen.
Let's go on now to the Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mishnah has a series of halachas that make chilukim between the Maisa Sheirei and the Maisa Atzmai. And the last din in the Mishnah is the halacha of Kimlei B'drabimnei. The Mishnah says, V'hu shehidlikas ha-godesh b'shabas patrum v'neshu hu mischayev v'nafshai. That if an Adam Hamazik sets fire to a godesh on Shabbos, so even though he burns down his neighbor's godesh, and he was Mazik $1,000 worth of his neighbor's property, but since he's chayev misa for chil Shabbos, he's patur from paying the tashlumen for the nezek. There's a discussion about this case of Kimlei B'drabimnei, which appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi in Maseches Ksubos. And this shtickl Yerushalmi was made famous by being brought down in many, many achrenim in their discussions about Kimlei B'drabimnei.
let's bring down, let's say over the Yerushalmi and talk a little bit about the raid surrounding this Shakla Vatari of the Yerushalmi. The Talmud Yerushalmi asks the Kasha, why does the Mishnah say that he's potter from paying the Teshlumen for all of the wheat that he burns down? Because he lit the fire on Shabbos and he's Mitzchayev B'Nafshoi. In a case of Hidlikas HaGadosh, Bepash just means that he lit a fire in the corner of the Gadosh. A Gadosh is a stack of grain. He lit one kernel of wheat on fire, and then the fire spread, and it went on and consumed all the rest of the wheat. While it was consuming the rest of the wheat, he wasn't doing a malacha. He did one little malacha at the beginning. He lit the first kernel of wheat. Good, for that kernel of wheat, he can't be chayav b'tashlumin because of kimam d'rabbanan. But for the rest of the wheat that gets burned down, that doesn't come at the same time that he's doing a malacha. What patters him from the tashlumin on all of the rest of the wheat? Azoifek the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi answer is no. Al kol shiboyles v'shiboyles isbei hasras misa. That there's really a malacha, a chi of misa, for every kernel of wheat, meaning every continuation of the progression of the fire, each moment that the fire progresses further, that's also considered a malacha on his part that he's chayav misa for, and so it patters him from tashlumen. What's the shakla v'tarya of the Yerushalmi? Why does the Yerushalmi first think that the hemshech of the burning is not considered his maisa malacha, and then the Yerushalmi says, no, the hemshech of the burning is considered his maisa malacha? The Chumash Sakri in Siman Shin Tzadi Beis brings down this Yerushalmi, and the way the Chumash Sakri explains it is that the Yerushalmi is being shakal v'tari in the machlekes that appears in the Bavli earlier on Daf Yud Zayin about whether ish shei mishum chitzav or ish shei mishum amaynai. When a person lights a fire in one place and then the fire travels on its own, so Rish Lakish holds that the traveling of the fire is just considered amaynai. It's as if his shur was walking. He's chayef to pay for whatever happens, but it's not considered his maisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds ish shei mishum chitzav, that when the fire spreads, it's as if he shot an arrow. It is considered his maisa. And so he's chayef on the whole thing like an adam hamazek. Dr. Chuma Sakri, that's the shakla v'tari in the Yerushalmi. The kasha of the Yerushalmi thought ish shei mishum amayne. So in fact, the Yerushalmi, where's the kimla v'drabimnei? His maisa was just on the first shibboleth that he lit on fire. After that, it's the ish going on its own and burning up the rest of the Gadish. But he's not doing that. That's not considered his ma'isa. So where's the malacha in that? So that the Yerushalmi answers, no, al kol shiboylis v'shiboylis yesh boy hasras misa, meaning to say that each shiboylis that gets burnt down is his ma'isa aveira. It's his ma'isa malacha. It's like he's burning each individual shiboylis because it's ish mishum chitzav. It's his arrows as a continuation of his ma'isa. So just like Rabbi Yochanan says, it's his maisa la'inyan l'chiv tashlum, and it's also his maisa la'inyan l'chiv misa, so there's a chiv misa for each moment. But then Zakta Chumas Akri, if that's what the Yerushalmi is saying, that the maskana of the Yerushalmi is that since we hold isha mishum chitzav, so when a person lights a fire on Shabbos, he's not just doing a malach at the beginning, but the whole hemshach of the burning is considered a maisa aveira. This brings back the famous kasha that was raised by the Nemukah Yosef. How are you able to light candles before Shabbos starts? You light a candle before Shabbos, 10 minutes before Shabbos, and then it burns for 5 hours. So it's burning most of that time on Shabbos. And we just learned in the Yerushalmi that each moment that it's burning, each additional ounce of or drop of wax that it's burning is considered his malacha. He's burning that wax. It's considered his maisa. So he's burning it on Shabbos. Now the Nemukah Yosef already famously asked this kasha in the Nemukah Yosef in the second parak of Bava Kama. Daf Yud Amud Aleph and the Daf Yerif. The Nemukah Yosef famously asks this kasha, maisa b'chol yoyim, that we light candles erev Shabbos. How are we allowed to light candles? If ish mishum chitzav, it should be considered his maisa burning even for the whole hamshach. So he's doing the malacha on Shabbos. And the Nemukah Yosef answered, no, even though ish mishum chitzav is considered his maisa, but the maisa only happens at the beginning. Everything that happens afterwards is called his maisa because it's nimshach from his maisa. But it's not, Rav Yechon doesn't mean to be saying that it's like he's doing it the whole time. He does the first part. It's like somebody who shoots an arrow, he does the zrika, he does the shooting, and then whatever the arrow does, mikoichai, is his responsibility. But his ma'isa only takes place at the beginning. So if you're doing your ma'isa on Erev Shabbos, that which it continues to burn afterwards, you don't have to worry about that. It's not considered as if you're lighting it later. It's like all the wax that gets consumed later is happening because you lit it earlier. It's all your ma'isa, but your ma'isa happened earlier. So the Mugyasif said very nicely to explain why we're not concerned with Hadlakas Neiros on Erev Shabbos. But l'chayr, it's not like the Yerushalmi. Because if the Mugyasif is right, so then we'd say again, like the Havimine of the Yerushalmi, there shouldn't be a din of Kimle with Ravimine. He just lit the beginning of the Gaddish. The rest of the burning of the Gaddish, that he's not doing. He just did one Maisa at the beginning. The rest is happening as a result of his Maisa. We're miyachis it to his ma'isa, but he's not doing malacha then. If Yerushalmi says, no, this kimla v'ravine, because al kol shibaylis v'shibaylis, it's like he's doing a malacha, so then shouldn't we say also that for every drop of wax that gets burnt in your Shabbos candles, it's like you're doing a malacha? And so the kasha of the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef should be hadru l'duchte. The maskana of the Yerushalmi is seiser, the terrace of the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. As they frak the chumas I create in Simon Shin Sadi Beis. Reb Chaim Oizer, in Simon Yud Tes of Achiazar, picks up the discussion from there. He says that he learned a different pshat in the Yerushalmi. He has a number of other kashas. Reb Chaim Oizer has a great arichos on the whole inyan, on the Yerushalmi, on the sugya of Kimle v'drabbanei, on the sugya of Yishim Shem Chitzav and Yishim Shem Amoinei. Not the whole of Simen Yutes, but the last few Oisiyas of Simen Yutes. In Ois Vav, he brings down the Kash of the Chumas Akri. Then in Ois Zayin, he comes to say a different Pshat in the Yerushalmi, but his reason, he says he has a different problem with the Yerushalmi. Because there's the Yisoy that we find from many Mefarshim, he brings it B'Shem the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech in Perek Gimel of Hechaz Gezela says the Yisoy, and he says that there's Makaris in Rishenim also, there's a Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, who writes this earlier in Bava Kama and Daf Chof Beis, the Yisoid we'll call of the Shara Melech, is that to apply the rule of Kimlei B'Drav Minei, we don't need to dissect the Maisa and say, did the same part of the Maisa that caused the Chi of Mama and also caused the Chi of Misa, or were they two separate parts of the Maisa? As long as both Chiyuvim came on your day one Maisa, there's a din of Kimlei B'Drav Minei. The lumdus behind this idea is that Kimlei B'Drabbanei effectively removes the Maisa. If you're Chayev Misa for a certain Maisa, then in Hilchas Mamonis, it's Kielu, you didn't do that Maisa. So Mela, if that Maisa brought you to a Chayev Tashlumen, you're not going to have to pay. So it doesn't matter, Zek Tashar Malach, whether the Chayev Tashlumen comes at the same time as the Maisa, or it only comes later. As long as it comes as a result of that Maisa, as long as we could say that had you not done that Maisa, you wouldn't be Chayv the Tashlumen, that's enough to part you from Tashlumen, because Kimlei B'Drabbanei makes it as if you didn't do the Maisa. That's the Yisayid of the Shara Melech. But L'chayra, the Yisayid is Nistar from this Yerushalmi. The Kasha now is from the Kasha of is from the Kasha of the Yerushalmi. Because that's what this whole Yerushalmi is doing. It's dissecting the Maisa over here and saying, well, one part has the Chi of Misa and one part has the Chi of Mamon, and there shouldn't be a Kimlei B'Drabbanei. The Yerushalmi is bothered. Why is there a Kimlei B'Drabbanei on all the later Shibayles? He was only Machal Shabbos with the first Shibayles. So where's the Chi of Misa to Patrim from Tashlumen on the later Shibayles? If we accept the Yisayid of the Shara Melech, when he lit the fire, good, he just lit the first Shibayles. But if there's a Kimlei B'Drabbanei on that part of the Maisa, because he's Chayav Misa for that, so he never did that. That's not considered his Maisa. So then Avadah, he won't be Chayav for the subsequent grains either, because it's not coming as Ayidei his Maisa, it's coming Ayidei a Maisa that is nostalgic from him. So the Chayav from the whole Kash of the Yerushalmi, there's a Raya against the Yisayid of the Shara Melech. But Reb Chaim Oizer Tainas, but there's Makayres for the Yisayid of the Shara Melech, there's other Gemaras that seem to support it. So therefore he wants to say a different pshat in the Yerushalmi, so that it shouldn't be a stira to the Yisayid of the Shara Melech, and al pi his pshat, he says, it takes off the kasha of the Chumash Akri also. The Yerushalmi meant to be asking something else entirely. When I said over the Mishnah gave a case, v'hu shehidlikas ha-gadish. So I said that it means that he lit one grain in one corner of the Gadish, and then the fire spread. And we came on to the din of Isha Mishim Chitzav. Reb Chaim Weizer says, no, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that he was madlik kol shibaylis v'shibaylis. That's how he says how the Yishalmi was learning Pshat in the Mishnah. Aye, if he was madlik kol shibaylis, so how then could the Yishalmi ask such a kasha? The Yishalmi's kasha was that there's no chi of Misa on the subsequent shibaylis. He's not doing a malacha then. What do you mean? If he's taking a fire to each shibaylis, so avad he's doing a malacha with each one. So Reb Chaim Weizer, no, but the Yishalmi's kasha is, but there's no chi of Misa with each one. Because a person can only be chayav misa once. He was mechal Shabbos 100 times. With each shibaylis, he was mechal Shabbos. But Beis Din's not going to kill him 100 times. So for the first shibaylis that he set on fire, he's chayav misa. So for the second and third and all the rest of the shibaylis, he's not chayav misa anymore. He can't be chayav misa twice. So the Yishalmi's kasha was, what patters him from the tashlumen for all the subsequent shibaylis? Good, he's doing a malacha, but he's not going to be chayav misa for this malacha. To that the Yishalmi answered, "Al kol shibaylis v'shibaylis is be'asuras misa," which means nothing more than the old idea of chayvim misa sheyig and peturim and hashlumin. The old idea that for the din of kimle v'drabimnei, you don't need that there should be a chayv misa bepayol, as long as you're doing a maisa aveira, which under some circumstances carries with it a chayv misa, that's enough to pat you from tashlumin. That's enough to make a din of kimle v'drabimnei. And so, in the case of our mission of Hushish Hidlakas HaGadosh, we're talking about a guy that did 100 consecutive maises of Hadlaka on Shabbos, and Enoch and Ami, only the first one is actually going to get him called in Beis Din, but all 100 of them are Malachis, all 100 of them are a real Chil Shabbos Day Raisa, which could be Mechayev Yumisa if you wouldn't have already been Mechayev Yumisa, and therefore, like Yishalmi, therefore you're part of him Tashlumin for each one. Now, if that's what Yishalmi is talking about, so then it has no Shaykhis to the Yisrael of the Shara Melech. It's not talking about dissecting a maisa and saying that there shouldn't be a kimel b'ravanei on the subsequent shibaylis because that's not the same time that he's lighting the fire. It is the time that he's lighting the fire. Shalmi just had his zaitik kasha. There shouldn't be a patur of kimel b'ravanei because he's already chayav misa from before he did this malacha. So it takes away that kasha. It also takes away the kasha of the chumas sakri. There's no shaychas anymore to the hadlakas neiris. It's not saying anything about isha mishum chitzav. This is not a case where a person lit a fire and then the fire spreads, and then we come on to the lamedus of Isha Mishum Chitzav, and we could start asking questions about Hadlakas Neiros on Shabbos. This is a case where a person carried the candle from Shibaylis to Shibaylis and lit each one on fire by himself. And so the whole Shaka Vatari of the Yishalmi, therefore, is not going to have any shaychus to the Chiddush of the Numuka Yosef. It's not going to have any shaychus to any of the lamedus of Isha Mishum Chitzav, because it's saying a different, it's giving a different case, which means the mice that the Yishalmi is learning a surprising reading of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "V'husha hidlikas hagadosh," the pashat pshat, "husha hidlikas hagadosh," means that he lit one place. The Yishalmi is learning that it means that he was lighting kol shibayles v'shibayles.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.